You are listening to CITR. This is 101.9 FM from the UBC airwaves here. Yo, Worku.
Hi, Danny.
Oh, my goodness. We have to lower the levels here.
Why?
Good morning, everyone. This is CITR on 101.9 FM on your radio waves, airing from University of British Columbia radio station here. This is really cool music, Worku. I like this stuff.
You can't copy it.
Thank you. As we're publicizing Bernie here on air. What a great show. I was listening here as I was driving, as I finally got into my car, because it was, despite this beautiful, glorious sunshine, it is pretty cold out there and it's pretty frozen. Mm-hmm. And I could not get into my car. So anyways, thank you, all you listeners out there who stayed tuned. For Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice here, CITR, I'm your host, Dania. And give me a call today. The number is 822-2487. Yo, Worku, anything to announce?
No. Anyway, that's the beautiful weather. Everybody said enjoy it.
Yeah. It is awesome. So thank you for tuning back in. Thank you for covering for last week.
Thank you.
Shukshukta is a savior and an awesome show. And basically, I love the Ethiopian community.
Thank you.
I really, really do. So again, stay tuned, as was the case of the last few weeks. I'm going to let you know or remind you of a few of the really cool sounding shows coming up as part of the Chutzpah Festival that is starting really, really soon. So February 10th to the 27th, there are some excellent shows to get really excited for. So I'll give you some more information about that. Today's show. Today is a very, very sweet hour. Today is, a lot of accordion, a lot of sweet, very pretty melodies and very wistful vocals. And we're actually going to begin with the instrumentals. And as I was working out the music and pulling out the selections for today, it was the accordion that spoke to me most. And so I think that suits this beautiful day, kind of whimsical and playful, but also can go very, very deep. The accordion, what a beautiful, beautiful instrument. Or actually, let's call it the bandoneon, because we're going to begin with Astor Piazzolla, one of my favorite albums here. And let's get right into that. So, let's get into that. It's from his album, Oda Para Un Hippie. You're listening to CITR.ca. This is Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice. Thank you. How beautiful is that? That's Astor Piazzolla off of his album Oda para un Hippie. Astor Piazzolla was an Argentine tango composer and bandoneon player. His genre really revolutionized the traditional tango into a new style that he called Nuevo Tango, which incorporated elements from jazz and classical music. He was a real virtuoso, and he performed regularly with his own compositions with different ensembles. So a very, very interesting, prolific artist. Is born in Mar de Plata, in Argentina, in 1921 to Italian parents. And a lot of his music is rooted in his kind of Italian roots, inspired by his Italian roots here. Let's hear another track off of this amazing album and talk a little bit some more after. Okay, enjoy. This is Astor Piazzolla. You're listening to Col Nudadi Nomadic Voice. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
listening to Astor Piazzolla on Col Nodo D, nomadic voice here. Astor Piazzolla on his bandoneon, kind of like a small accordion, to keep it short. Born in Mar del Plata in Argentina to Italian parents. And he spent most of his childhood with his family in New York City, where he was exposed to both jazz and the music of Bach at a very early age. And while there, he acquired fluency in four languages, Spanish, English, French, and Italian. He began to play the bandoneon after his father, nostalgic for his homeland, spotted one in a New York pawn shop. And at the age of 13, he met Carlos Gardel, which is another great figure of tango. He invited the young prodigy to join him on his current tour. Much to his dismay, Piazzolla's father deemed he wasn't old enough to go along. But he did play a role in Gardel's movie, El Día Que Me Quieras, and this early disappointment of being kept from the tour proved to be a blessing in disguise, as Gardel found himself in a very tragic ending. In any case, Piazzolla returned to Argentina in 1937, where strictly traditional tango still reigned. He played in nightclubs with a series of groups, including the orchestra of Anibal Troilo, who was then considered the top bandoneon player and band leader in Buenos Aires. And he would then play along with or be advised by Arthur Rubinstein, who was then living in Buenos Aires, and Alberto Ginastera, delving into the classical scores of Stravinsky, Bartok, Ravel. He rose early each morning to hear the Teatro Colón orchestra rehearse, and he continued performing to a very grueling schedule in the tango clubs at night. And his career would just develop and blossom, and as it did, he was developing his own musical style. And this musical style, Nuevo Tango, again, was distinct from the traditional tango and its incorporation of jazz, its use of extended harmonies and dissonance, its use of counterpoint, and his fusion of tango with this wide range of other recognizable Western musical elements was so successful that it produced a new individual style that kind of transcended all of its parts. In any case, that's a little bit about Astor Piazzolla. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful music. I've been playing for you off of his album Oda para un Hippie. You're listening to Col Nodo D, Nomadic Voice. Thank you for tuning in. And onwards on today's show, again, that's been kind of developed around melodies that are sweet and instrumental and heartfelt, very, very genuine. And along with that, the vocals are wistful and very real, very sincere. So onwards here. The last few weeks, I have been playing some little clippings off of a relatively new album for me, one of Brach's album called Plaine du Monde. And this is a gorgeous album, specifically because, well, as usual, they collaborate with so many other artists to make this united creature that is just absolutely gorgeous. This album specifically, with this album, they have invited guests really from everywhere here. So I am going to play for you off of this beautiful album in just one moment. And while I hook up the rigs here, I'll just let you tune in a little bit more to Piazzolla. Thank you.
هواف تتبرد مثل مشاو كتاري بالوال قاجو بيردن بوت ما أرسلم جيتو تي أكانا قاجو بشغف موسيقى أي بيتشنا بشريك ليان شاي بيداف ساسو أفيلا ترابا מסם דרבר נוברלה שי בן אפססו אבלה תרבה מסם דרבר נוברלה שב שרותו ובלווה ספידל מן שב קי כמה הייתם רובן היבן שים שרו פי משקרה לנייה כנקל קי קוניק שישב אל קשור צ'יגלן צד אבדומה אבי ג'ילה באפל רובה שינה לא ססתם על הדובס גג'ו דרוגר יתה אבס שינה לא ססתם על הדובס גג'ו דרוגר יתה אבס שפקאי כמב, הייתם רומן איימן שים שרו פי משקרה לנייה כנגל גאי קוניץ' ישב גג'ו צ'יגלן צד אבדומה אבי ג'ילה באפל דרומה שינה לא ססתם על הדובס גג'ו דרוגר יתה אבס שינה לא ססתם על הדובס גג'ו דרוגר יתה אבס Sabore melumia Gitano gallo Manus sintono male Calo vai parlo Sai che fialo Casam sabore melumia Calo vai parlo Sai che fialo Gaggio Tave sbachtalo
Gorgeous. That is a song called Tavis Bartalo. That's Brach off of their album Plein du Monde, released in 2007. And again, this album is so awesome. Well, each one, I really can't say which is their best album or which each one is just a jewel in itself. This album is specifically interesting because they have collaborated with many artists from across the globe, really. And on this piece that I just played for you, this was Dan Garibian, who is one of the main guys off of Brach, one of the main vocalists, and this beautiful song, I mean voice here in the background. So you can hear the richness of his voice. That's Dan Caribbean, and he's kind of the core of the group, if you will. So on the song I just played for you, that was a collaboration with San Severino, who is a self-taught guitarist and admirer of jazz guitarist, well, jazz gypsy swing guitarist Django Reinhardt. And he is with Stefan Sanseverino. He's a French singer, guitarist, and songwriter of Neapolitan descent. And he's very much inspired by the gypsy music from across Europe. Onwards, let's listen to another couple tracks off of this album. The next song that I'm going to play for you is called S'envoler Loin. And this is with featuring the vocals of Nurit. Nurit is an Israeli singer. She's a sweet, sweet, sweet voice. And as you will hear for yourself, she's singing about a bird. So see what you think of this song. You're listening to Kol Noradi, Nomadic Voice. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
Move it. tenait la goutte d'eau qui a fait déborder l'orage, de la grisaille des nuages, donnant 40 jours de pluie. Si je tenais la goutte d'eau, je ferais de ce bled sans ombre une oasis unique au monde, pour que la force y soit en vie, et en vertu de ce cadeau, j'inviterai Dieu à ma table, ainsi que la rose des sables, à partager cette eau de vie. Je servirai l'eau à plein seau, je désaltérerai la chance, cette assoiffée de jouissance qui donne au rêve du génie. Gatil me chouriete ai sol, koves bael garenai, gatil nai vor karasunor, erechneru geveratsvi, gatil me chouran shukuchor, ognais kara geneinor, yevo vasis me yezagi, uramen vokan hokgavri, ait nevenov uje khatsats, dunasaitsi ku karasvats, yevinzi het kiserats, harpenarov churov genats, mishtal tsarav svarjanki, vakhte sirov gogovei, volzakh gerov mashkhedo, anjarekh yeraz mezi. Tenait la goutte d'eau qui a fait déborder l'orage par la gargouille des nuages, donnant 40 jours de pluie. Si je tenais la goutte d'eau, les sentiers deviendraient des fleuves, et je t'apporterai la preuve qu'un don du ciel ne se tarit. Mes fardeaux seraient des radeaux, le futur vivrait sans histoire, et je t'inviterai à croire que l'avenir vient d'un berceau. Toi qui acceptes le combat d'une existence difficile, entre l'épine et le reptile, où l'abondance est hors la loi. Si je tenais la goutte d'eau, les sources auraient leur sanctuaire, pour rappeler que sur la terre, l'eau est d'affaire de vieux os. Et si j'avais ce bulbe d'eau, j'enracinerais l'espérance, pour récolter la providence et l'espoir de sauver ma peau. Car j'ai peur que le manque d'eau aggrave encore l'insupportable, puisque la soif est indomptable et la pénurie un fléau. Quand l'horizon retiendra l'eau, ma terre deviendra une île, et ce bonheur sera utile pour sortir la tête de l'eau. Et ce bonheur sera fertile quand je tiendrai la goutte d'eau.
With such rich voices there, that was Charles Aznavour playing along with the Brach there. That song was called La Goutte d'eau. And you're listening to Brach, the album Plein du Monde. And Charles Aznavour, of course, the Armenian French singer, songwriter, actor, diplomat. Besides being one of France's most popular and enduring singers, he's also one of the best-known singers in the world, known for his characteristic short figure, his unique tenor voice, his clear and ringing in its upper reaches, and profound low notes. I think I really like those deep low notes and those voices that can kind of propel them into depths there. Dan Caribbean and Charles Aznavour singing together on that beautiful piece here. And before, you were listening to S'envoler Loin. That was Brach with Nurit singing in Hebrew, and a beautiful song about a bird in a cage. You're listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice. This is CITR. Thank you very much for tuning in. And onwards here in the vein of beautiful, sweet, heartfelt vocals with the wistful melodies and lyrics. This is Eti Ankari. This is such a gorgeous album. I'll just play for you one track, lest I not overplay. It's impossible, but it's an album to be savored. So just one track off of this album, Eti Ankari. Enjoy. Thank you.
101.9 FM presents the 24th annual Bob Marley birthday celebration, Wednesday, February the 9th. The venue, 881 Granville Street. Doors open at 8 p.m. Featuring mostly Marley Band, Natural Flavor Band, OSC, Wasowa, with MC Louis Sutherland. Advance tickets at High Life, Zulu, Red Cat. Live broadcast by CITR 101.9 FM. Can't miss it.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Kol Noradi, in fact, Nomadic Voice. Thank you for tuning in. And I promised that I would let you know about a few of the events. coming up as part of the Chutzpah Festival. But first of all, just the beautiful song that you were listening to before the Bob Marley ad is Eti Ankari. And the song that I was playing was Nafshi Lebeit El. This is an album that was released last year, and it's her most recent album. She had kind of a religious awakening or so, and a lot of what she sings now is part of the liturgy, part of Jewish liturgy and poetry. In fact, this album is all medieval poetry, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful album. Again, lots of amazing stuff happening coming up really soon. Yemen Blues. And there's been a lot of publicity for that, I think, on the cover of the Georgia Strait last week. Shaped by his origins as a Yemeni Jew, fascinating voice of Israeli Ravid Kahlani brilliantly evokes the musical universe of his ancestors. In fact, if you have the privilege of seeing the Dan Reicha project last year, he kind of took over the stage. and he's pretty dynamic and charismatic, so he has quite the voice. Stretching like a caravan and crossing the desert, the band winds through West African blues and the 1001 vibrations of the Sahara, Nubian, Gnawi, Tureg, Saidi, and Bambara. This luscious mix of jazz tonalities, which also crosses into funk, rings out as an ode to African grooves and a modern echo of the ancestral rhythm. So this is Yemen Blues. This is Ravid Kahlani from Israel and New York, playing at the venue on Thursday, February 24th. This is going to sell out, so get on it if you plan to go. Balkan Beatbox, also another one that's going to sell out. Sunday, February 27th at the Commodore. Not much need to say about them, except for that they're the crazy, explosive Balkan horn, brass, funk, disco, klezmer, gypsy, wild band, who are awesome performers, and not alone the musicians, not just musicians, but also unbelievable performers. So they will just blow your mind. So they're playing Sunday, February 27th at the Commodore. Also, Klezmerata Fiorentina from Italy. This is their West Coast premiere. And what's really alluring about them is that Zubin Mehta recommends them. He says it's not only amazing entertainment, but it's great music making. So four principal players and extraordinary musicians from the leading Florentine Symphony and Opera Orchestra, Orchestra del Maggio Musicale. So this is Klezmerata Fiorentina from Italy, playing Wednesday, February 16th at 7 p.m. There is also a group called Jaffa Road, blending Jewish jazz, Indian and Arabic music with electronica and dub. The result is fantastic, says CBC Radio 1. So they're based out of Toronto. They will be playing February 19th, Saturday at 8 p.m. I think we'll save the rest for next week. We still have a little bit of time to remind you about these amazing events coming up. But you can check these out on your own at the Chutzpah Festival website, which is chutzpahfestival.com. That's C-H-U-T-Z-P-A-H festival.com. So this is, again, the festival is February 10th to the 27th. It's just a flood of beautiful musical events happening. And also other performing arts here. But I'm pretty much just telling you about the music, but there's a lot of other dance and performing arts events going on. All right. I just wanted to play here a really beautiful waltz. In fact, I think that last Eti Ankari track I played for you had a core of a waltz beat here. So just playing into that Let's hear a song by Miri Messica, an old song that really put her up in the forefront of Israeli music. This is off of her old album, and it is also a beautiful waltz. See what you think of this. This is Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice on CITR.
השמיים כחולים היום ושוב ינואר בלי גשם אני בבית והחוץ הוא תמונה מטושטשת חלמתי שאני בורחת מכלוב של ציפורים אורשת כל הלילה חיפשתי אותך בבוקר קיבלתי אימייל קצר ונחמד כתבת היי איפה את ולא אמרת כלום כמעט וידעתי שאתה שם לבד וידעתי שאף אחת לא תפסה את המקום שלי בלב שלך שלי בלב שלך שלי בלב שלך לפעמים אני שומעת עליך מחברים הם אומרים שאתה מקפיד עכשיו על חיים מסודרים שאתה כבר לא מוכר לדרמות ולכבישים המהירים יש לך אישה שאתה אוהב משפחה אבל אני מכירה אותך ורואה על מה אתה שומר גיבור חמוש בנעלי בית משתיק קולות ומצנזר ויודעת שאתה חושב עליי ויודעת שאף אחת לא תופסת את המקום שלי בלב שלך שלי בלב שלך כמוני פעם היו שורפים על המוקד נשקתי לך את הנשמה ואתה לי
just listening to Miri Messica, an old song of hers, a beautiful waltz there, and also singing about birds and cages, just like Nurit, but in a very beautiful, a beautiful kind of lyrical way, and with a voice that just matches perfectly for that imagery. So we're almost running into the end of our hour here, and what I want to do is just try to play a song that is just running running, running through my head. I can't get it out of my mind. It is a version of Psalm, actually, and it is just beautiful. Psalm 137, actually, and there have been very many and a vast variety of qualities and styles of this version put of this psalm put to music. So many, many different versions sung and played with a whole array of instrumentals. But this version that I've heard just blows me away. It's so beautiful. So in fact, I don't have this version now, but I'm going to try to play it off of YouTube, and we'll see if it works. And if so, we shall end off here. And if not, I shall leave you off with another beautiful song of Emiri Messikas. So let's try this out. This is Ben Snuff with Im Eshkachech Yerushalayim, a gorgeous, gorgeous song. And just in case, I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice. Have a wonderful week. See you next Sunday, same time, same place. Enjoy.
victim of our people, and most definitely evil. Reggae music no good for these people, and most definitely the tension is getting hotter. I've got to hold my head underwater. I say yeah, yeah.